they don't cook top beets, but they cook the bottom of the beets.
Okay, and turnips?
And turnips. Well, you can cook some of the top of the turnip with the root of the turnip.
What do you call that?
That's a turnip. That's called that turnip. Say, I might cook me some turnip today with some roots and top.
Okay, and if you don't put the roots in with it, you just say some turnip?
Turnip roots.
Okay, if you don't put the roots in, if you just cook the leafy part, you
call
say,
them top.
Okay, you say, I'm going to cook some turnip?
Top.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and eaten with that, with, you know, like this, you eat with your hands?
Roasting ears.
And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but smaller than a squirrel and runs around on the ground? You don't have them around here?
No.
What about that long with a, with stripes? I think they must just be up in North Georgia, maybe. What do you call a little creature that hops along on the ground?
Frogs.
And what about if they live in the water or the land? Is it a different word if they live on the land?
Them that live in the water, they call them bullfrogs.
Okay.
And they call them on top earth.
Those that stay on the around, like you might see out in the yard, you just say, oh, there's a...
So.
Okay. What about a smaller one that makes a chirping noise? You just never do get bigger than that. What do you call them?
I never know the name of them.
Okay. And what do you call the ordinary worms that you use for bait when you go fishing? Just say, I'm going to go fishing. I've got to go get me some...
Some worm, grub worm.
Okay. Different kinds?
Yeah. They just call them different things, you know.
Okay. Different kinds of...
Yeah, I mean, you can get some grub worm and
okay.
Then bait too.
Okay.
Have two broken, fish it broken.
But if you weren't going to get grub worms, you'd say, I'm going to get some...
Grub one.
Okay, and if you wanted something other,
I'd get some bait.
Okay. What do you call an insect that at night lights up?
Lightning bug.
And what do you call an insect that flies around over ponds or lakes with a long, skinny body, about that long and real?
Roaches.
What?
Roaches.
They fly. Over water, around roaches, are the ones like you may have around the house.
Yeah, that was.
What about
bull bats, Nancy?
How?
Bull bats. They like a bird, ain't they?
There are bats. I know what I'm trying to describe is a bug, and he's about that long, with a real skinny body, and filmy wings, and they fly around water.
I don't know that.
See if you've ever heard of any of these words. A darning needle, a dragonfly, a mosquito hawk, a snake doctor, a snake feeder. You ever heard of any of those?
Maybe that's what you call snake doctor. They fly around water.
Do they?
Yeah.
That sounds more familiar. You ever, never heard of mosquito hawk or skeeter hawk?
Mosquito, they... Tell me what bite at night.
I think that that's that little tiny one, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You slap them. Okay. Yeah. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that people say doesn't sting?
They dove them.
And what do you call the nuts that ripen underground?
Frog.
Nuts.